It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
They did it with him out of Brookie, didn't they? They dug up the patio and put him underneath and then relayed it. And yeah, a Friel did.
There wasn't a hotel on it, though,
was
it?
Not an entire business complex, you know, hotel and surgery and watering hole.
Yeah. Apparently that burnt down a couple of years ago, so I've just been informed.
Anyway, Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz is the hostess of the most, this is Lovely Rape Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the quiz. Mm. Right. Currently in the lead, Carrie and Chris on 34 points.
Hello.
Dave, you're second on 29 points, and Dom, you're last with 27.
Rubbish.
So you need to do well today. So, playing for the boys, Rob Barker from Chipping Norton.
Hello.
He processes tuition fees at Oxford Brookes University. His favourite Neighbours character was Helen Daniels.
And they weirdo.
The last album he bought was a Kanye West. And for the girls, Rosie Stribling, 22, from Duxford, Cambridge, works for Explorer. It's like a What's On guide.
Oh, right. Not Microsoft,
Ranulph Fiennes.
And her favourite Neighbours character is Philip Martin.
Philip Martin.
She's got a cat called Chili. Anyway, turn your text off.
Yep.
Turn your papers over and we'll begin.
Wow.
I love the fact Rachel's put her cardigan on because we're playing the quiz.
Yeah. It's a bit cold. Oi, text off,
it's a quiz host cardigan. I'm sorry.
She's gone into makeup.
She needs it.
Right. I know, I do today. Terrible skin.
And she's got puffy eyes and everything.
I have.
She's like a panda.
Anyway, question number one. Bluefin and skipjack are both types of what? That's easy.
Shane Lowe played them last night.
Bluefin and skipjack.
It's a new song for bluefin and skipjack. I gotta go. I'm walking me out of bar at 9.
Kanye West. I love the way he says that. Kanye West.
He's a part-time rapper, part-time chef.
So that is Bluefin and Skipjack are both types of
I haven't rock. Seen she's an egg beater.
So, question number two.
Yes.
What colour is the number 10 on the door of 10 Downing Street? What colour is the number 10 on the door of 10 Downing Street?
I'd read that wrong.
I didn't know this.
Well, I'm taking a guess. I don't know.
Okay. Question number three. What turns litmus paper red?
Blood.
I knew you'd say that today.
Really?
Yeah.
Beetroot juice.
Red felt tip pen.
I knew you'd say that as well. I was going to write down the answers today. Right, so what turns litmus paper red?
Bless you.
You're
bless
right,
you.
Dom.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll just say Dominic is high on a certain type of menthol chew.
Yeah.
He's had about 5 this morning. He's bouncing off the walls.
I've been taking throat lozenges since 5 this morning.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Brilliant.
Anyway, question number 4. What name is given to a young whale?
Junior. Sport.
Orca.
What name is given to a young whale? And remember, you have to
fella.
Have the answer that is on my sheet.
Carrie, will you stop copying my sheet?
Tony.
I'm not looking, Dave! You're so pathetic!
You just glance over.
Right, question number 5. How high in metres is the highest peak on Mount Everest?
Oh, yes.
And the person closest to the number I'll give.
I know this.
Do you?
Yep.
Do you really?
Yep.
What height in metres is the highest peak on Mount... have you been cheating?
We were talking
I'm a massive Brian Blessed fan.
I know this.
And he's climbed Mount Everest.
Why do you know?
And Everest used to be a double glazing firm, and they may still be.
Fit the best, Everest.
And he's dead now. And he used to go, fit the best, Everest. And to make it rhyme, it's Everest, actually. Mm. And one of the adverts, he went to the tallest pub in Britain, and he dropped a feather, right, next to the way he shut the windows. So he walked in going, whoa, it's so windy up here. And then he got in, took his coat off, and he dropped the feather, it fell down, Everest, by the best. None of you watched telly when you were kids.
Not with the same passion that you did.
No.
So how high in metres is the highest peak on Mount Everest?
Easy.
Ooh.
I think that's a bit odd, that is, that you know that one, but we'll see what your answer is.
It's easy.
Okay, we're playing another record, which is new track from Black Eyed Peas.
What's it called?
My Humps.
What? My
Rachel,
Humps.
Rachel, what is the Black Eyed Peas record called?
Rage.
My Humps.
Yes.
I'm going to play the Black Eyed Peas now, Rachel. What do you fancy?
My Humps.
They make a lovely noise.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Yeah. Only on Radio 1.
Ah, here's Rachel.
Oh, hello. Hey. Shall we meet the callers?
Well, no, let's just talk to them. That might be weird.
For the boys, it's Rob Barker from Chipping Norton.
Hello, Rob.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good,
Cool, very well, thanks.
Your favourite Neighbours character was Helen Daniels.
Yeah.
You're a freak.
No, she was cute.
She wasn't cute.
Cute.
She looked like Zelda from Terrorhawks. Who, by the way, looks like one of, I can't say that, can I? Does any... Right, all I'll say is, does anybody watch X Factor the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Can anybody connect X Factor to Zelda from Terrorhawks? If you know what I mean, then you know what I mean. Do you
know
what
you're going to say.
I'm not going to say it. But if you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
No.
Zelda, it doesn't matter. Anyway, how do you think you got out of 5, Rob?
I think 2.
2?
Yeah, that might be optimistic.
All right, well, good luck. You're playing against Rosie from Cambridge. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
What's your surname?
Oh, it's Dribbling.
Yeah, but you can't wait to get married.
And I want a good, like, Barker or something.
Phew.
Don't we all?
That's me. Oh. You know, I go out every Friday night looking for a good Barker.
For the Dribbling.
Out of 5, how many do you think you've got?
Maybe 1.
Maybe 1. All right, good luck. Here we go then. Answers with Rachel.
Okay, question number 1. Bluefin and skipjack are both types of what? Rob.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
What?
What was that, Rob?
Fish.
What? Fish.
Yeah.
Rosie.
Shark.
Dom.
Tuna.
Carrie.
Tuna.
Dave.
Tuna.
Chris.
I put fish.
The answer on the sheet is tuna, so that's the only answer I'll take.
No, that's really unfair. They are types of fish.
Types
of tuna.
Skip tuna. Jack
tuna. The rules, fish.
The rules are you have to have...
No, it's fish.
No, you don't get that. No.
It's on the tin.
Fish. It's fish.
Skip Jack tuna. It's on
it's
the
fish.
Tin.
I'm sorry.
What
tuna.
Colour... Right, fish. Question number 2. What colour is the number 10 on the door of 10 Downing Street? Dom.
I put white and gold. White gold.
Carrie.
I've got gold.
Dave.
Silver.
Chris.
White.
Rob.
White.
Rosie.
Black.
The correct answer was
black.
White.
White. Cow. It's a black door, Rosie.
That's what I thought you meant.
Dom. Gold as well, Dom.
White gold.
No, you don't get...
If tuna aren't fish, then gold ain't white.
You're not having
bitch.
White gold. Forget it.
Question number 3.
Forget about it.
What turns litmus paper red? Chris.
Well, as I said, red nail varnish or red paint, but also I put acid.
Okay, Rob.
Acid.
Rosie?
Acid.
Dave?
Acid.
Carrie?
Acid.
Dom?
Acid.
Correct answer is acid.
Yay!
Question number 4. What name is given to a young whale? Dom?
Cub or pup?
Carrie?
I put pup.
I'm saying cub.
Dave?
Calf.
Chris?
Calf.
Ah. Rob?
Yeah, I've got pup.
Rosie?
No idea.
The correct answer was calf.
Oh.
Get in.
And the final question, how high in metres is the highest peak on Mount Everest? Rob?
I've got feet.
Okay. We want it in metres.
How high in metres?
Metres, I'm going to go for, I don't know, 7,000.
Okay. Rosie?
100,000.
Dom?
I put...
That's a lot, isn't
3,500 metres.
Carrie?
I put 4,300.
Dave?
3,800.
Chris?
11,000.
The correct answer was 8,848.
That's a big mountain.
So who's the nearest? That's me, right?
Great. Yeah.
That's a point to me.
It's got
to
be me.
No, shoot your face. You said
Rob. Yeah, it was Rob.
Yeah,
what?
It was Rob. What did he say? 7,000.
No, he said foot, though.
Stop cheating.
Well, I get a point out of the studio team, though.
Okay, but you're not having tuna.
Okay, fair enough.
Fine. Okay, right. Anybody get 5 out of 5? 4.
Yay.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I got white, acid, calf, and 11,000 by default. So I got 4. Yes. Eat my points, Carrie. Ooh, blue is the colour. Not in this game, my darling. It's super white. Mighty white. Get in, right?
Carrie, what did you get?
I got 2.
Rubbish.
Anybody get 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I got 3.
Did you get 3?
Yeah.
Rosie, what did you get?
One,
you thicko. Oh.
I got 2, Rach.
Yes.
Rosie, for getting 1, the rest of your life will be horrible, painful and dramatic. You'll amount to nothing and end up sad, lonely, living in a gutter.
That's
not right. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Rob, well done.
Thank you.
However, the success of getting 3 will go to your head and you'll soon follow Rosie into the gutter where you'll live a happy existence.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Right, yeah, whatever. Dog calls.
That's nice.
Does that change the leaderboard?
It does. I'll add them up in a minute.
Do you know, I love the fact that she just stands there like, quiz, oh, you're so stupid, you're not new to tuna, or you're so stupid, you're not new to 8,000 feet. And it's like, right, so I got four, Carrie got three. Who's in the lead? I don't know, it'll take me 4 minutes to work it out.
It's tension.
Tension. It's mathematics, love, and basic arithmetic. Right, Rob DJ's quiz returns next week. Meanwhile...